USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who serves with the National Security Council, tells the committees involved in the impeachment inquiry he twice raised concerns over the push by the president to have Ukraine investigate Democrats and Joe Biden. Some Republicans have been critical of Vindman's patriotism. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell isn't one of them.
I'm not going to question the patriotism of any of the people who are coming forward.
Hawaii Democrat Maisie Hirono.
Those people who are questioning his patriotism are the ones whose patriotism truly should be questioned.
President Trump spoke about him on Twitter, saying, "Was he on the same call that I was? Can't be possible. Please ask him to read the transcript of the call." Witch hunt. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 19 points, the Nasdaq down 49. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
There are still major wildfires burning out of control in northern and southern California. Fire crews are now preparing for a nightmare overnight, with winds predicted to gust up to 80 miles per hour. There are also big problems at the Kincade Fire, which is only 15% contained.
There are just over 90,000 structures threatened still within the fire area.
Celebrities are stepping up to support California wildfires. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Two movie stars now donating to California firefighters who are battling hundreds of wildfires. One of them, WWE superstar John Cena.
This is the right thing to do, and I'm doing my part to help the cause.
Cena says he's donating $250,000 to the California Fire Foundation and the LA Fire Department Foundation. Actor Chris Pratt says he's also donating to those organizations. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Immigration officials are reacting to President Trump's comments regarding sanctuary cities. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has details.
Following President Trump's criticisms of Chicago's sanctuary city policy, Acting ICE Director Matt Albence backs the president Tuesday, saying immigration is unfortunately becoming too politically motivated.
Well, he certainly made his point in the hope that the leaders of not only Chicago but these other sanctuary cities are paying attention. Unfortunately, this has become an issue in which politics are continually being placed over public safety and the safety of our citizens.
And as far as what it would take to break this cycle, Albence tells Fox News,
I don't know. Hopefully it would take the politicians that run that city to wake up and realize that this is a tremendous public safety risk, that criminals every single day are walking out the doors of their jail facilities, back out onto the streets, and back out to commit further crimes. We have seen the recidivism rates among certain groups of criminal illegal aliens to be as high as 70%. So these are individuals that are not one-time criminals. These are recidivist criminals, many violent, many who've been here illegally and deported previously,
right,
yet they do nothing to help us get them off the street.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A small plane has crashed through the roof of the home, killing the pilot and causing an explosion that set two houses on fire in a New Jersey suburb of New York City. The cause is still under investigation. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.